Starbucks shares dropped today after the company warned its inflation-battered customers are cutting back on its pricey coffee, even as its new CEO, Brian Niccol, begins a turnaround bid. The Seattle-based coffee giant released preliminary results for the latest quarter, revealing its same-store sales dropped 7% in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Its steepest decline since the pandemic. Don't feel too sorry for him, though. Preliminary sales fell to $9.1 billion in the quarter.
Well, he's got to pay for the jet flight back and forth from his office to his southern L.A. mansion.
I'd forgotten about that. Give me a break.
Twice a day.
It's actually a Northern California mansion right outside of San Francisco, I believe. Am I wrong?
I don't really care where the mansion is. He takes two jet flights a day.
That is correct.
That's what I care about.
He flies into Seattle, where he keeps his office, but he lives in California.
But they do use reusable.
Yeah,
and right. They tell you cups. To use the reusable stuff.
Watch. I mean, if Starbucks launches a global warming, combat global warming initiative, I'm out.
No, they already have. That's why they use the paper cups. It's good for the environment, so that we can fly our jet twice a day.
Yeah. How does one ever? You know, I think the guy's in his 40s. I mean, maybe I just didn't pay enough attention when
college.
I was a kid. You know, how is it that I was, I can't remember what company I was looking at, but some guy got promoted and it was some news story and got promoted to some bigwig position. And I looked at him and for the first time in my life, I'm like, damn, he's younger than me. And I'm thinking to myself, and we're all in the same business too.
Yeah.
It was in the media business.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, did I fall asleep in Professor Volek's class
no,
one too many times?
You can sort of see in our business how you, and some of it's luck, some of it's timing, some of it's you have great age and all of those things. But in the CEO world, how you rise to that level by age 40 is beyond my comprehension.
You don't typically start out poor.
Well, you're probably right, Sam. But, and how with a straight face you ask for a salary, an annual salary of like $220 million?
You know why? Because that is, everything has a going market rate. A head of lettuce, there is a going market rate for a head of lettuce,
right?
Just like there is a going market rate for the CEO of the world's, you know, top 100 most recognizable companies.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. I'll do that CEO gig at Starbucks for half the price.
Okay. Drive your own Kia.
I will drive my Kia to Seattle, where I will buy an apartment downtown near the headquarters. And then you know how we're going to increase our sales? We're going to lower our prices. Because that coffee, I haven't been to a Starbucks and I can't remember the last time. It's too damned expensive.
Well, and Scott, you missed a big aspect there. Not only did he request an income of $220 million a year, which is an arbitrary number. We don't know what he makes. He also demanded that they fly him on a private jet to and from work every day.
I will tell you this.
Sam, I
know he really, it's like the ellipses and me with that garage door.
Yeah, I know.
I have started maybe once a week. I will treat myself to a mom and pop coffee shop around from where I live. And I love it. About once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. I have not been to Starbucks in quite a while because it was a habit that I wanted to break, and I think I've been pretty successful at doing it. But
the mom and pops are better.
The mom and pops are better.
They're still $6-7 for that cup of coffee.
It's $5, and I tip a dollar. Well, that's $6.
That is $6. That would be the $6 or $7 range.
It feels better when it's a mom and pop.
It does feel better when you're spending money, not at some corporate giant that doesn't need the money and flies their CEO around. Sam, I just saved you the trouble. When you spend it at a mom and pop, you feel
it
better about
yourself.
It
feels better.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't do it that often. All right, listen to this. A famous surfer, God bless her, 36-year-old, she's absolutely stunning, has passed away after a freak accident surfing in Indonesia. Mm. Her name, I think you pronounce it Gaila Manfrini, has died at the age of 36. Hmm. A travel agency company that she co-founded, confirmed the news over the weekend. It is with deepest sadness that we announce the passing of Gaila Manfrini, one of our Traveler's co-founders. She suffered a freak accident while surfing in a remote area of Indonesia when she somehow was attacked or impaled by a swordfish.
Oh, did not see that one. Neither did she. But
the brave efforts of her partner, local resort staff, and doctors, despite all of that, she could not be saved. But, quote, she died doing what she loved in a place she loved.
How do you get impaled by a swordfish?
I need you to look this up, Sam, because of all the things. But you remember, what's his name? The Australian zoo guy.
Oh, the Crocodile Dundee, but it's not him.
When the stingray jumped up out of nowhere and the barb went into his heart.
Whipped his barb around and it hit
Why
him right
can't in the... I think of his name. Bindi's his daughter's name.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
The text line will explode with it.
Was he the Crocodile Hunter? Is that what he went by?
Steve Irwin?
Yeah, yes. That's it, Steve Irwin.
The information we received from the head of Southwest something district was that some sort of accident occurred while surfing. Unexpectedly, a swordfish jumped toward her, struck her right in the chest. Exactly exactly what happened to Crocodile Dundee guy with the stingray.
Stingray, yeah.
She is the first documented death by swordfish.
It would have to be. My God.
There have been a few reports of swordfish attacking humans, but none of those were deadly. This, I don't think, was an attack either. I think it was just...
No, I think it jumped out of the water, probably spooked her. She fell off her surfboard and flew right into him.
Very bad timing.
Huh. My goodness. American Airlines has agreed to a record $50 million settlement with the U.S. Department of Transportation for violating laws that protect airline passengers with disabilities.
Oh.
Yep. In an investigation into the carrier, the Transportation Department said it uncovered numerous infractions, including cases of American Airlines providing unsafe physical assistance to passengers who needed help.
These are the people that need wheelchair assistance, Scott, mm-hmm. who were basically carried up and down the aisles. We've heard of these stories.
The airline came under public fire over a 2023 video that showed crew members mishandling a passenger's wheelchair.
Yep. And God, they're expensive.
Wheelchairs are?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that. One person said they treated me like baggage.
Remember there was a local wheelchair athlete. Do you remember this, Sam? Young woman.
I remember her.
I do. Yep.
Who flew from point A to point B, and when she got to point B, they had either destroyed or lost her wheelchair.
And it was a wheelchair for the
Paralympics or something.
Yeah. I think she flew from here to Nashville, if memory serves me right.
And I think she called in because what she said was, we want a change in policy. We want better policies to protect the equipment that I need. That is my leg, she said, mm-hmm. that I need to get from point A to point B.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.